Racing ahead, it's time for three stories you should know. We're mid-World Series, so we're going to start with a baseball story this week. My guests are Charlotte Wilder of SB Nation and Craig Calcaterra of NBC Sports. Welcome back to both of you.
Thanks a lot. Welcome.
Thanks, Bill. Happy to be here.
Craig, I want you to begin this time around, okay?
Absolutely. I've been watching the World Series. I hope we've all been watching the World Series, or should I say the World Series presented by YouTube TV, which is something you may or may not know is a thing now. That's what baseball calls it. The marketing partnerships that Major League Baseball has entered into this year have sort of taken us into a whole new world as far as advertising goes in the Fall Classic. We've got the name of the World Series. We've got on-field advertising. They project ads onto the outfield wall. On a couple of occasions, the graphic has actually obscured the players due to some sort of glitch, and you haven't been able to see the players at certain times. There's a famous one that everybody's talking about right behind home plate for YouTube that has the little arrow that you see on YouTube videos directly in the middle of your TV screen, certainly by design. And then what I think is the sort of final straw, as a journalist anyway, is editorial content on MLB.com. The writers and reporters who work there, all of which were wonderful, I'm a big fan of most of their work, are now referring to the World Series on first, second, third, and every other reference as the World Series presented by YouTube. Mm. This is inevitable. We're in a world where advertising is all over the place. We can't escape it. We'd be naive to think so. But I really think this is the first time that it has interfered with my enjoyment of the game. And if someone as jaded and horrible as me is actually upset about something like this, I can't imagine what people who actually believe in good things in the world think.
Charlotte, I'm going to let you take this up. Is the advertising as it's presently happening interfering with your enjoyment of the World Series?
I don't know that I would say it's interfering. I think it kind of drives me crazy. I'm with Craig, you know. It's like, just call it the World Series, man. Like, that's what it is. Like, right. I mean, it just sounds dumb. Like, more than anything, it just sounds so stupid and it's obvious. And I think that, you know, I understand that advertising is necessary, but I do think there are ways you can do it better. People know when you're selling them stuff, but they're more likely to be able to deal with it if it's not called the World Series presented by YouTube. Like, what?
But you're still watching.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing that could stop me, the new number one Astros fan, from watching the World Series.
They got us.
Yeah, they did.
You know, here in Boston, we long ago witnessed what many people saw as the desecration of Fenway Park when an enormous Coca-Cola bottle became part of the scenery at this shrine that John Updike once called the Lyrical Little Bandbox. And maybe it's been all downhill since then. So far, however, I have been able to watch the game at the park and watch the game on TV as long as I turn the sound off and have chores to do between innings. Craig?
I think Charlotte probably hit it. Maybe it doesn't interfere so much. Maybe I'm overreacting, but it definitely insults my intelligence. I know that it's the World Series. I'm 44 years old, and every World Series that I've watched has been the World Series until this year, and it's just a bridge too far changing the dang name.
I'm with you, Craig.
All right, Charlotte, it's your turn, and when it's your turn, it's your turn. And that's not precisely the slogan you dislike, but close enough, right?
Bill, I see what you did there. So I want to talk about Thursday night football because Thursday night football gives me such unlimited amounts of joy. I can't even be. I think it is the funniest thing in the world, mostly because here's a little backstory. So if you're not a big NFL fan, Thursday night football, when they added it, the games are trash. Like, the games are like if you went to a restaurant and then went into the alley behind the restaurant and we're like, oh, here's a dumpster. Maybe I'll get in it and stay here for 3.5 hours. usually. You know, so the slogan this year was, get prepared for Thursday night football. When it's on, it's on. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. The best thing that you could come up with to say about your product is that when it's happening, it's happening. Like, that is incredible. I just lost it. And so I've been going on this whole joke that I came up with like 16 slogans you could use instead, which were all incredibly rude. One of them was Thursday night football. It's football. Or Thursday night football. At least you're not at work. And I've really been enjoying it, especially because two of the best games we've had have been on Thursday night football. this year. So it's this sort of mind warp.
Craig, are you similarly outraged that somebody was paid a lot of money to write "When It's On, It's On"?
I'm more impressed than anything.
Right.
I've got to say, I take back everything I said during the World Series statement now, because that was about insulting my intelligence. And I got to tell you, when your marketing slogan is, "What else are you going to do? It's on," basically, you know, that takes some chutzpah, man. I kind of like it. It's genius, in fact.
Well, I have to take advantage of the pinata you've hung up there for me by saying all those nasty things about Thursday night football. I say we get rid of it, and why stop with the elimination of Thursday night football?
Oh, Bill with a fire take.
And I now will renounce my claim to be a citizen of this country and turn in my passport. But, you know, it was fun while it lasted. Charlotte, wrap it up for us.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'm with you, Craig. I'm just kind of delighted by it. I think it's very funny. I also like that the Thursday night football song sounds like the Sunday night football song got dressed up to go clubbing.
That's Thursday night.
Yeah, I know. And I'm on my couch.
At this point, can I just say that if you don't like Thursday night football, you are always welcome to watch the reboot of Will and Grace on NBC. Ding, ding, ding. Sorry.
Take a nap or listen to some John Coltrane or whatever you want to do. Read a book. We're going to close out now with some very important news out of Europe. The top court of the European Union ruled this week that bridge is not a sport. This is not a frivolous story because the ruling had tax implications, and I don't want to get into that. But it does seem to me to be incredibly arbitrary. They said that for something to be considered a sport, it must involve, quote, a significant element of physical activity. And I thought, well, what about shuffling and dealing and squirming around in your seat? And what about when you get up to stretch and your foot has fallen asleep and you stumble around trying to wake it up? That is physical activity, and there's a certain amount of danger involved in it as well. So I just think it was arbitrary, and I don't know where this stops. Will they next say that shuffleboard is not a sport? And what about if you're playing shuffleboard for a whole lot of money and you sweat because you don't want to lose? It just seems to me outrageous, and I hope that it's appealed, and I hope that the bridge play. I don't even play bridge. I don't know how to play bridge, but I hope they win anyway on the appeal. Charlotte?
So, Bill, I don't know if you know this, but I actually wrote an article called A Comprehensive Study of the Pressing Question, Is It Sports?
It sounds like a senior thesis.
Yeah, it was one of those times where I spent, you know, 3,000 words later, I look up and I'm like, oh, we need to reevaluate some of our life choices. But I have it's actually a 7-part checklist that I've come up with to determine if something is a sport or not. Sorry, 6 parts with an emergency rule where I get to decide if it is or isn't, ignoring all of the rules. And you only have to hit 4 out of the 6. So based on my criteria, yeah, bridge is super a sport and Europe is dumb.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got that cleared up. And it is pretty much cleared up, Craig, unless there's something that you have to add.
I will just say that paper cuts, carpal tunnel syndrome,
good
those are injury
point.
Issues. That makes it a sport. And look, I'm not a big golf fan, but I've watched John Daly and appreciated his game over the years. And if that guy, what he does, is considered sports by the Europeans, then bridge definitely is.
I'm so glad that my position has been upheld. I so often find myself in a minority in these discussions. So thank you both for coming to my rescue.
Anytime.
My guests for this week's edition of Three Stories You Should Know have been Charlotte Wilder of SB Nation and Craig Calcaterra of NBC Sports. Thank you, Charlotte and Craig.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you very much.